Okay.
各位恩下恩先君啊。
Hello, interim builders.
昨天的那个视频或推荐了。
The video from yesterday or recommended.
就讲改名字那个视频啊。
Regarding that video about changing names.
所以就趁热啊。
So, take advantage of the opportunity.
我们再聊一下这个改名字能够解决问题啊。
Let's talk about whether this name change can solve the problem.
其实改名字是能解决大问题的啊。
Actually, changing the name can solve a lot of problems.
我们就说这个万恶的美帝啊。
Let's talk about this evil American empire.
这次大统领来访华啊。
Well, the Grand Marshal is visiting China this time.
带着他的这个国务卿啊。
With his Secretary of State.
这个同志是个坏人啊。
This guy is a bad guy.
一会儿姓卢。
My name is Lu.
一会儿姓卢。
Originally named Lu.
对吧
?Right.
就是为了逃避这个制裁啊。
This is because they are trying to evade the sanctions.
改名字啊。
Change the name.
干这种事情啊。
Also do this kind of thing.
然后出发前呢还主动忏悔啊。
Then before setting off, he actively confessed.
穿上了这个马杜罗同款的那个 T 恤衫啊。
I put on that T-shirt that's the same as the one Maduro wears.
认错了啊。
I made a mistake.
那么来了中国以后呢
So what happens when China comes?
还在关键的时刻
At the critical moment.
关键的地点搞小动作啊。
Cause trouble at key locations.
眨眨眼啊。
Blink, blink.
感觉是谁要绑架他一样啊。
It feels like someone is going to kidnap him.
这个同志是个坏同志啊。
This comrade is a bad comrade.
首先要说明啊，严厉谴责啊。
First, I want to emphasize and strongly condemn.
然后。
Okay.
但是呢，这个改名字呢，这个事情呢。
However, this renaming issue.
我就想能不能用到这个。国足身上啊。
I was wondering if I could use this on the national football team.
因为只有聊到这个国足的时候。
Because only when talking about the Chinese national football team.
群众的眼睛就突然雪亮了啊。
The people's eyes suddenly became sharp.
全国的那个球迷的眼睛一下就雪亮了。
The fans' eyes suddenly widened.
这个国足的问题看得都很清楚啊。
I can clearly see the problems with the Chinese national football team.
然后呢
Then,
说得头头是道。
To be able to speak fluently.
对吧
Right?
啊。都是和世界就接轨了。
All are connected to the world.
大家逻辑突然就顺畅了啊。
Suddenly,My logic is clear.
就薛定谔的群众嘛。
Jews, you deem eat Quin John Mar.
那但是我要替中国国足说一句啊。
But I want to say something for the Chinese national football team.
公平话啊。
Fairly said.
公正的说一下。
To be fair.
我们这个男足啊是为数不多的啊。
We are one of the few male football teams.
需要定期参与世界这个行业竞争最高水平竞争的这个一个行业啊。
Need to regularly participate in the highest level of competition in this industry.
因为他每四年都要参加一次世界杯的外围赛嘛，啊，所以他就无法避免的和世界人去竞争啊。
Because it has to participate in the World Cup qualifiers every 4 years. It has no choice but to compete with the world.
就是起码是做到一个大概公平的一个竞争。
At least to achieve a roughly fair competition.
那么相比较中国的其他行业呢?
Compared to other industries in China,
我觉得这个机会还是不多的啊，不多。
I think this opportunity is rare
因为这个东西呢，
because this thing,
它不是比便宜，
it's not cheaper than the others.
也不是比谁的劳动力便宜，
It's not about who has the cheapest labor,
对吧？
right?
它是比一个技能啊，
It's more than just a skill.
所以我觉得中国男足不容易啊。
I think it's difficult for the Chinese men's football team.
哦，大家要体谅，稍微体谅那么一点啊。
And everyone, please understand and be a little understanding.
不容易，不容易。
It's not easy, not easy.
其他行业可能还真不如他啊。
Other industries might not be as good as him.
好多行业是真不如他，拿出去竞争的话啊。
It's really a shame that so many industries can't compete with him if they were to be put to the test.
所以这个就是一个大家要有一个就基本的一个常识和逻辑啊。
So, this is a basic common sense and logic that everyone should have.
你看，像这些
Look at these.
现在这个国内的这个猪肉也降价了。
Currently, the price of pork in China has also decreased.
这个什么服务业都降价了。
All services have been reduced in price.
房子也降价了，
The house has also been reduced in price.
所有民营企业相关的都在降价。
All prices of private companies are reduced. Now,
但是你看高铁涨价了，
but look. The high-speed train fares have increased.
这个水呀、
This water,
电呐、
electricity,
这些能源啊。
these are energy,
也都在涨价，
all are discounted,
对吧？
right?
你就可想而知啊，
You can imagine it.
这个所谓的这个国家经济啊，
This so-called country's economy.
就是这个兜底，它兜的是什么底？
What exactly is the bottom line?
大家可以想一
Everyone, let's think about it.
那么有竞争和没竞争是两回事。
So, competition and non-competition are two different things.
包括我现在暂时生活在这个新西兰这个地方也是一样。
Including the fact that I am currently living in this place in New Zealand.
你不要看它是一个资本主义国家。
Don't think it's a capitalist country.
它其实里面也有这种缺乏竞争的行业。
Actually, there are also industries with a lack of competition inside.
他们把这个水的这个维护供应，
They maintain the supply of this water.
包给了Whatcale，
Outsourced on what care?
然后把那个交通管理打包给了 AT，
Then pack that traffic management into it. Wow.
那个效率当然简直是令人叹为观止啊！
That efficiency is simply amazing.
可能住在奥克兰的人都知道啊。
I'm sure anyone who lives in Oakland knows this.
这些部门的这个效率是给你一个巨大的惊喜啊！
His department's efficiency is amazing. It's a huge surprise.
为什么？
Why?
就是因为他们以5年为单位把这些服务打包给了这些公司。
This is because they bundled these services into 5-year periods for these companies.
没有竞争啊，
No competition, no competition.
修路也是一样。
Roads are the same.
道路的维护修理也是以5年、10年为期打包给一些固定的公司啊。
The maintenance and repair of roads are also packaged to some fixed companies for a period of 5 to 10 years.
这个效率就惨不忍睹了，
That was terrible.
对吧？
Right?
所以不在于说是什么
So it's not about saying what?
资本主义、
Capitalism.
社会主义如何如何，和主义没有关系啊。
Socialism has nothing to do with ideology.
就是和一个市场规律。
This is a market rule.
你要有适当的竞争啊。
You need to have the right competition.
要有一个合理框架内的一个良性竞争。
To have a healthy competition within a reasonable framework.
那么才能保持这个效率和价格。
So how can we maintain this efficiency and price?
对吧
Right.
一旦你脱离开了这个市场的规律。
Once you break away from the rules of this market.
那么你必将受到某种方式的惩罚。
Then you will definitely be punished by some means.
啊，最后是纳税人多付钱嘛。
Finally, is it the taxpayers who have to pay?
哦，现在 AT 要关门了。
I'm about to close the store now.
估计啊，很快就要关门了。
I guess it's going to close soon.
不知道 World Care 什么时候关门。
I don't know when the World Care closes.
啊，装一块小小的水表。
A single small water meter.
啊，3-4万纽币，嗯，就可想而知。
3,000 or 4,000 repairs, you can imagine.
这简直是闻所未闻啊！嗯。
This is absolutely unheard of.
所以就随便聊吧。
Well, let's just chat.
从改名字聊到这个市场效率啊。
From changing names to discussing market efficiency.
好。
Okay.
有希望聊的话题。
There are topics to discuss.
我们留言区见啊。
See you in the comment section.